With this liturgy, we stand at the threshold of Holy Week, the week in which we commemorate the most profound mysteries of life and death, of God and man, of love and of sin. We prepared for 40 days to step into Holy Week and remind ourselves that by so doing, we step into a new life, won for us by Christ at a very high cost. We must not take this step lightly. We have two Gospels today, one before the procession and one narrating the Passion. In the first Gospel, Mark reminds us that our Lord took the first step humbly, just as we should do. He didn't commandeer the ass on which he rode into Jerusalem, he borrowed it. His disciples made a great commotion with a lot of fanfare, but they also showed that they still didn't completely get it. Hosanna to the Son of David, he was the Messiah, and they expected him to clean house, to become a great political and military leader with miracles and triumphs in his wake. This is Jesus the prophet. He was, after all, the miracle machine. We know he was more than a prophet or a political leader with divine aid. We also know his mission was conquest by the cross. Within a day, their convictions were shaken to the core. Holy Week is a time for considering our convictions in the light of Christ's passion, death, and resurrection. They may need some shaking up also. In today's first reading, the prophet Isaiah described the suffering servant and reminds us that our Lord knew that he was in for suffering. But if it was in the Father's will, it was right and just. We call today Passion Sunday, not because of our Lord's passionate love for us, even though he does love us passionately in the true sense of the term. Passion comes from the Latin word passio, which means suffering, undergoing something severe. Our Lord enters Jerusalem knowing a new level of suffering is at hand. But he does not hesitate because the stakes are our very salvation. If we think life is hard, think just for a minute how hard it was for Jesus to set heaven aside, even for a moment, and become a man as Jesus did. He not only became man, but he also became servant of all, a servant who suffered for all. Today's second reading, Paul reminds us that Christ had no need or desire for more glory, yet he did something for us and for his Father worthy of even greater glory. His incarnation was lowly and poor. He didn't take half measures in his mission by becoming a child of royalty living in some palace. God became a slave for us all. He taught us humility and obedience so that we might follow his example. In today's Passion narrative, we walk with him in the last hours of his angst, betrayal, solitude, and pain, when what he sought from us and for us was peace, loyalty, communion, and joy. There's not much more to say. Our Lord's actions on our behalf say it all. Whenever the church initiates a jubilee year, the local cathedral and other designated churches have a holy door opened and designated so that the faithful can come on pilgrimage. On a recent pilgrimage to Italy, we saw many of the holy doors that will be opened in the upcoming year of pilgrimage. Crossing the threshold of that holy door is a statement of our intent and the attitude that we have within our hearts. We're not just visiting that particular church. We are in a pilgrimage due to the special occasion at hand, and we know that special graces are in store due to our devotion. Today, with the start of Holy Week, we have the same opportunity here in Aiken. We're not just celebrating another Sunday and returning to work on Monday. In my time in the Army, I served 6 months in Panama and 2.5 years in Caracas, Venezuela. Both of those countries are heavily Catholic. Many of them sadly do not go to Mass anymore, but the culture is very, very strongly Catholic, Roman Catholic, and it's infused deeply within the culture and even as far as the government. Essentially, the entire country shuts down during Holy Week, Semana Santa. I used to love driving in the city of Caracas during Holy Week. Traffic is normally absolutely unbearable, but during Holy Week, nothing moves. We don't have anything even close to that in this country, but we should ask, what are our intentions and our attitude as we enter into Holy Week? Again, we must remember we're not just celebrating another Sunday today and returning to work on Monday. Certainly, the minimum participation is attending Palm Sunday, then Easter Sunday, but this week is the most liturgically packed time of the year. It really begins with the Bishop's Chrism Mass at the Cathedral of St. John the Baptist in Charleston on Tuesday. All the priests of the diocese gather to renew their promises that they made on the day of their ordination. After the homily and the renewal of promises, the bishop blesses all the sacred oils to be used by priests throughout the year. It's a stunningly beautiful mass, and you get to see nearly all the priests and most of the deacons of the diocese. If you've never been, I encourage you to block out this day, block out Tuesday, and make your own pilgrimage to Charleston and attend that mass. Consider attending at least one liturgy beyond the ones that are obligatory. Why not the evening mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday, the commemoration of the Lord's Passion on Good Friday at 3 or at 7 in Spanish, or the Easter Vigil instead of mass during the day on Easter Sunday. Also, you can live each day and moment of Holy Week amidst your day-to-day chores and occupations, even if you don't attend additional liturgies. Consider our Lord's last few days in Jerusalem, or Judas going out to betray him on Monday through Thursday evening. Meditate on the institution of the priesthood and the Eucharist and Jesus' commandment to love on Thursday evening. Reflect on Gethsemane and his capture late Thursday night. Stand at his side when he's facing Pilate, or at the foot of his cross at Calvary on Friday. Sit with him in the tomb, and go to wherever Mary or one of the disciples late Friday through Saturday is suffering in silence and solitude, and speak with them. And it would be very good if you did those meditations in our adoration chapel with a special time of prayer. We have now crossed the threshold and have entered into Holy Week. Whether you attend the Holy Week liturgies or just take some special time throughout this week to reflect and pray, make sure you walk closely with our Lord this week.